But thank you for the wonderful night. Sorry, I have to run, but you know how the night shift is. God, don't be silly. I'm sure you'll have lots of trick-or-treaters come by tonight, and you've got your sweet kitty Virgo here to help keep you company while I'm gone. Isn't that right? Ow! All right, grumpy thing, I'm leaving. God, she really doesn't like me, huh? Oh well. Night, baby. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? I love you. Oh. It's quite rude of you to ignore me all the way from the front door to your bedroom back here, you know. You couldn't even stop to give me a little head pat or anything. Stop. Okay. Calm down, Daddy. Calm down. Shh. Shh, shh. It's okay. It's all right. Do you want me to wrap you tight in a blanket like you do for me when I'm feeling anxious? No, I know. I'm just playing. Okay, but seriously though, can you like hand me the blanket? It's a bit chilly without all my fur. Just this bare skin. Thank you. All right. Hush. Yes, I'm your kitten. Your sweet little Virgo. But I'm also, well, I'm also Virgo, your familiar. Oh, come on now. You know what a familiar is. You've been interested in the supernatural for your entire life, and you've been taking occult studies for a few years now, right? So, you know. Now tell me. Good boy. A familiar is a spirit that, takes the form of a creature, and is the companion and guardian of their human charge, exactly. And the most powerful familiars are able to use their learned magic to take human form themselves. So, yeah, that would be me. Well, most familiars don't consciously choose their humans, we're just sort of drawn to them. Well, that's kind of what happened with you. Yeah, I'd been doing my studies under the witch who trained me, and preparing all the while for the day when I'd connect with my human and leave her, and then it happened. I found you. Do you remember the night we met? No, it wasn't then. Not the night you brought me in, it was your first night away from home. That's right, in the tiny apartment with too few windows and the leaky kitchen sink. Yeah, that's the one. I'd been living in that neighborhood for a while already, actually, but when you arrived, I felt it. I knew that my person had come to join me, even if they didn't realize it yet. I lived in that hollowed out tree in your backyard, and I tried for weeks to get your attention, and let's face it, you can be pretty dense sometimes. Yeah, and then finally, after me sitting out there in the cold under your window and meowing at you night after night after night, you finally saw me, brought me in, and decided I was yours. But is that still true? Am I still yours? Well, yeah, of course, yeah, I'm still yours, as in I'm not anybody else's pet, but am I truly yours? Because you're mine. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. That night, when my soul decided that it was connected to yours, you became mine. And you've always taken such good care of me. How could you not be? We just seem to be having a little problem lately with that girlfriend thing of yours. Well, okay, so you've had others in the past, yes, but this one, she's kind of sticking around, isn't she? Yeah. Well, I've never needed to show myself before because these stupid little girls will never last long, but it was time for something drastic tonight, so I had to change, so I could have a proper talk with you. I know, but you'll just have to go over that. And yes, it all has to do with real magic and the occult and supernatural powers beyond your wildest dreams, blah blah blah, but you'll just have to ignore that for now and listen to me. Please? You said you love her. Hmm? Oh, I heard you. I hear everything. I always do. So tell me, do you really love her? No. Mm-mm. That just won't do. I've held my tongue, or my meows, every single time you've had a girl over, every single time you've held some other girl's hand instead of me, every single time you've brought a girl back here and left me out here all on my own. But, as my human, I just don't feel like that's right. No, Daddy, I feel like if anyone should get your attention or your love, it's me. It should always be me. Ha! Jealous! Okay, alright, maybe I am. All I know is that it's my job to protect you, to watch over you, and to take care of you, so just let me. What? Oh, come on, Daddy, I'm still your pet. Your cute little Virgo, just more fitted to you and to suit your needs. Right? Weird. Well, I don't think it is, but... Well, you love me, don't you, Daddy? Well, then shouldn't you be ecstatic that I'm in a form in which you can really, truly show me that love? I mean, yes, I'm your cat, but now I'm even more your pet. Look, I can bring back parts of me that would make it better. Like my ears. See? They're back. Cute little black ears on top of my head, twitching in excitement for you. And how about my tail? See? How about that? My furry black tail flitting back and forth because I'm just so happy to be with you. Oh, and my collar, of course. I usually leave this on when I change anyway. I do change into my human form sometimes, but you never see. Well, I just... Sometimes I get tired of being a cat. Some things are just easier, you know, better as a human. But anyway, does all that help? Hmm? No? Why not? Daddy, come on. I've seen the stuff you like. If anything, I'd think that me being a girl with cat ears and a tail would make things so much, much better for you, rather than me being just a plain human. Of course I've seen it. You jerk off a lot, Daddy. Yes, I do watch when you do. Well, not every single time, you know. Sometimes you close your door and leave me out here all on my own. I do like watching. Yeah. I mean, I watch when you're with your girlfriends too. Yes, Daddy, I do like it. But it also makes me so jealous and horny. Those are the times when I'd change without you seeing, so I could touch myself and find some relief for how worked up you make me. Yes, like I said, I leave my collar on when I do. I like having it there to remind me I'm yours, and well, I like to tuck on it when I'm touching myself and pretending that it's you, using my leash to keep me in place while you. Don't make me pretend anymore, Daddy. Please. Cheating. I mean, technically, I suppose it is, but it's not like she's ever going to find out, right? And it's not like there'll be a couple of messages or DMs for her to find, and good luck catching us. I mean, I am magic, remember? No. Don't worry about that. Besides, she shouldn't be around for much longer anyway. Oh, nothing. Let me sit on your lap, just like I always do. It'll be just a little different because instead of me curling up on your thigh and your big hands rubbing down my back, I'll get to spread my legs over your lap and feel your big cock rubbing against my bare pussy through your shorts. Don't you like it better this way, Daddy? I think you do. Your cock's telling me you do. Your heavy breathing, your hazy eyes, your wandering hands, all of that is saying yes. You like this. I know you, Daddy. I do. I know you. Daddy, you feel so good. Love feeling you between my legs like this, like I've only ever dreamt about. Call me your kitten, please. That's what I am, isn't it? Your pet. All yours. Oh, thank you, Daddy. You like feeling my skin, Daddy? My fur, just bare, smooth, warm skin. Me too. Can I? Well, yeah, I have when I was furry, but it'll feel so much better when I can touch your skin with mine. It'll feel so much better. Please, just take this hoodie off. Yeah, and your shirt too. Please, Daddy. Please. Oh, Daddy, thank you. Well, I always say thank you when you give me treats. Don't I, Daddy? Mm-hmm. Those little purrs and soft meows as I'm rubbing against your leg and me saying thank you. But I can say thank you differently now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Now I say thank you by making you feel as good as you always make me feel. Well, let me show you. I'll just slide off your lap and onto my knees at your feet. I've been here before, haven't I, Daddy? Curled up at your feet while you're busy with other things. Patiently waiting for your attention back on me so I can be loved. But now, I want to love on you. You've got a big, big wet spot where my pussy was grinding on you, so you might as well go ahead and take those shorts off anyway. There you go. Oh, fuck. Daddy, I can't believe I finally get to feel you. And taste you. Daddy, oh, I love having you in my mouth. And I bet you love seeing me like this. On my knees for you with my ass and my tail swaying back and forth so happily. Grab onto my collar, Daddy. Use it. Please. Call me your good kitten as you feed me your cock. That's it. You love it, don't you? Let's say it now. Say you love me, Daddy. That's right. I'm all yours. I'm all yours, Daddy. Yeah. Please. Please. Show me. Show me I'm all yours. Oh. Fuck. Yes, Daddy, of course. I'll get on the bed. On my hands and knees. Yes, of course, Daddy. Fuck, yeah, I'm ready to... take you from behind. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah, that's like that. Oh, that's it, grab my collar. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, yeah. This is exactly how I imagined it. Oh, God. Oh, your cock filling me up. Me on all fours, taking it from behind. You can, of course you can grab my tail, Daddy. Just be gentle. God, you're so deep in me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Can I play with my clip, please, Daddy? Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck. That's right. Call me your kitten. call me your little kitten, please. Make me yours, please. Oh, oh, claim me, just like I did to you. Oh, oh, fuck, yes. Oh, daddy, yes, please, come inside me. Break me. Fuck, 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 I'm coming. Can I come, please? Can we sleep like this tonight? Please. I want to feel you for a little bit longer before I change back. Yeah, I do want tickles behind my ears. Of course. Anytime you want me in my human form, just ask. I'll do anything for you, Daddy.